Good morning, church. Well, let's stand and let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again now that we have songs to sing here. We are alive. Father, let us never take that for granted that we wake up every single morning with the breath of life in us. And now, Father, we are here. We have made the decision to be here in church, and we have songs to sing. And once again, Father, as we come to you now in spirit and in truth, and we lift up our voices, Father, we just ask once again, Father God, let it be just an awesome time of praise and worship as we give glory to you here this morning. We just thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Such a simple song, yet so effective. And it's my boy's favorite song. And as we sing it to them, at the end of the song, I say, "Are you ready?" Because they know that I'm going to speed it up. And then progressively go faster, faster, and faster, and faster, and that is their joy. Are you ready? As soon as they hear that, wow, they take off again. Indeed, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, hail him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries them all day long. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever a joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins he suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus who crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is come, over the world victorious, power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell Him His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Amen.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, the silver light. I've got a mansion just over the hills of, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. Though often tempted, tormented and tested, and like the buffet, my pillow of stone. And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know He'll give me a mansion my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely, I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city, I want a mansion, a heart for the crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. Shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may never wear out.
Send the light,
let Christ's light spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, oh send the light. Send the light, let us gather. shine forevermore.
Amen.
Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun says to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Serve Him, serve Him, serve Him in the morning, serve Him in the noontime. Serve Him, serve Him, serve Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus says to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Love Him, love Him, love Him in the morning,
the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus says to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus says to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, saving me, from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Go and share that with each other this morning. Thank you.
Oh, praise his name, he lifted me.
Someday when we get to heaven, I'm going to ask this man, Isaac Watts, how come you didn't write more verses? Man, this is good stuff. I sing the mighty power of God. This is one of those things where you'd wish you had 6, 10 verses. I mean, he didn't write any fluff, what we're singing here. I mean, it's good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed wherever I turn my eye. If I survey the ground that I tread or gaze upon the sky, doesn't matter. I sing the mighty power of God.
Yeah.
Called up yonder. Will your name be written in the book of life? Mine is.
Amen.
I have no worries, no fears. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's wonderful to sing praises unto thy name, O thou most high. Oh, praise you, holy name. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him on account of the excellence of his greatness. Praise him with the sound of trumpets. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with string and instruments and organs. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him upon the sound cymbals. And praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. And let everything that has breath to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this day forth, even forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, let the name of the Lord always be praised. Oh, for the Lord is high above all the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and his glory is above the heavens. Oh, who is like our Lord our God that dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things in heaven and the things on earth. Who lifts up the poor of the dust and the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set them with the princes of his people. Oh, praise him, ye heavens, praise him, O ye waters that are above the heavens. Praise the Lord in the heights, praise the Lord in the heavens. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise him, all ye his angels, praise him, all ye his hosts. Oh, praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heavens and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, let us praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord from this day forth. Even forevermore, praise his holy name. Oh, let us give praises to him that called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to praise you today with our whole heart, Lord, and show forth your marvelous works. We want to be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Oh, thank you, Father. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endure us forever. Oh, sing praises and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Hallelujah. For your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is thy faithfulness. And we want to thank you, Lord, and praise you. O Lord, no matter how much we praise you, no matter how much we worship you, O Lord, that we cannot do justice to you. O Lord, we cannot even describe you, your majesty and your greatness, O Lord. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today in this body of believers. And we love you, Lord. We appreciate you and thank you for the things that you've done. We thank you for who you are, O Lord, that you are Heavenly Father. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. The Bible says the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And they that are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And we need, O Lord, to be planted in the house of the Lord. Oh, to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for your Word today. We pray, O Lord, that you touch the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. The anointing be upon him. Give him the freedom to preach. Give him, O Lord, joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory today. For many breakthroughs today, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, and your name be glorified. Thank you for touching everyone that gives a testimony. Touch Thomas, gives the invitation, and let your name be glorified also with the testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being a provider, for being a God, and you will we trust, O Lord. In you will we trust for the finances. In you will trust in every area of our lives. And we want to thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, for being a provider. The God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We shall not want financially, spiritually, physically, and in every area of our lives. And we want to thank you and praise you today for touching us in such a mighty way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth today and the two-edged sword in our hands. And Lord, out of what you have given us today, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and our God shall supply every need there is. And we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, we'll give you all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name, and all God's children said, Amen.
Praise the Lord and good morning. This is Palm Sunday. And this is a day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And we've given you the Passover week. If you are watching us right now or watching us later, we have this on the website laid out, called the Passover Week. And I try to do that every year to help us to understand what happens during this year, actually this week. Let's just pray right now. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you right now that we can briefly look at the Passover Week and understand what took place on the week of your death and your resurrection. And I thank you right now for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit, Lord, as you look upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. If you look upon the outline here, using the Bible as a timeline, we can know exactly what transpired during this week. Now, if you come from a Catholic background, or if you come like me from a Lutheran background, you know that everybody gets really excited about Friday. They call it Good Friday. And they have services and, you know, they teary-eyed and so on. I said, well, this is the day that Jesus was crucified. And that is a lie. It has been a lie for the last 1,800 years. Jesus did not die on a Friday. Let's look upon what happened during this week. Sunday, and I'm not going to read the scriptures. There's going to be a study for you this week now as you think about Jesus. On Sunday, which is today, Palm Sunday, Jesus rides into Jerusalem. And that's when people are laying down palm branches and their clothing, and he rides in like a king. And they call him Hosanna, Hosanna. He went straight up to the temple, and you find in Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11, when he rides in, and then from verses 12 to 13, how he cleansed the temple. He simply drove out the money changers. And after that, in verses 14 to 16, he healed the sick. And in the evening, he went back to Bethany, which is about 2 miles east of Jerusalem, on the east slope of Olivet, Mount Olivet. Monday, on Easter week, we find in Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 14, that's the morning he went back into Jerusalem and he cursed the fig tree. And all of us have read this story in Mark 11. And we haven't put it together in the timeline that this is a time when he came back on Monday knowing that this is the week he was going to die. After he had cursed the fig tree, the rest of the day was spent in a temple teaching. And we find here what he was teaching. The authority of Jesus. He talked about the two sons, the wicked talents, the marriage feast, the tax question, the resurrection, the great commandment about David's son. And then he spoke about the woes against the Pharisees, Matthew 23:1-36. Leaving the temple, Jesus outlined the future. Now, Matthew chapter 24 was spoken as he left the temple that Monday. And he talked about the 10 virgins, the talents, the coming judgment, and then Judas, Monday night, contacts the authorities and tell them, I'm willing to sell Jesus. Tuesday. Now, here's what I would recommend to you, that this week, Monday, use these scriptures here and read them Monday and meditate upon it. And then Tuesday, go through the scripture for Tuesday. Tuesday morning, now they're coming back into Jerusalem. The disciples discovered a fig tree that had withered up, withered from the root. And they were amazed. And then back to Jerusalem and the Passover meal. This day on Tuesday, Jesus did not do any public teaching. He was finished. And in the evening, they ate the Passover meal. And after they'd finished the Passover meal, Jesus exposed Judas. And late that night, after they sung a hymn, they went to Gethsemane, the garden. And here, Tuesday night, the battle intensified for Jesus. He said he went to pray and he asked his disciples to stay with him. And he went a little further and prayed, and drops of blood came upon his face as he prayed. And they were asleep. Twice he went back to them, but they couldn't help him out. And there was a battle when Jesus said, "If it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours." And late that night, probably after midnight, here comes the guards from the high priest. Notice now, these were not Roman soldiers, but these were Jewish soldiers. And they came and arrested him. And it is amazing that goon squads always arrest people during the night. They can't take the light. If you look upon a Soviet Union, arrests always took place between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Same thing in Nazi Germany. There's something about dictators, they don't like to work in the daytime. They like to work when it's dark. And they arrested him. And all his disciples forsook him. Can you imagine how Jesus, Tuesday night, they bound him with some ropes. He could have simply have angels come down and just tore the rope up and killed all of them. But he didn't resist. And then he was taken to the court of the Jews. At that court, probably 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, they were spitting at him. They plucked his beard out. And they went up and simply hit him on the face and said, "Prophesy who hit you." And you can imagine the temptation for Jesus to simply say, "I'm out of here. I'm going to cream these guys." But he didn't do that. He loved us too much. It must have been hard. The last thing Tuesday morning, it's been the morning of Tuesday and Wednesday morning, to see Peter, the guy that said, "Jesus, I will always be with you. It doesn't matter what you do, I'll be with you." And then here Peter says, "I don't know that man. I don't know that man. I curse it." Then Jesus looked at him a third time. And Peter saw it, went out and wept. They've all gone. Imagine this night being up all night, badly beaten. 6 o'clock Wednesday morning, they took him to Pilate. And while he was there, Judas committed suicide. And that morning, Jesus was tried in the Roman court. And they mocked him. Pilate, Pontius Pilate, and others. And then, about mid-morning, Jesus was sentenced and whipped. Probably about 10 o'clock that morning, they took him into the guard station, took his robe off, and he got 39 lashes. The way the Romans did it was this, that they would have a whip that was about 9 feet long, had several strands, and in the ropes were tied in pieces of metal or glass. And they would start putting the first whip about where the neck is. And then they would work themselves down all the way down to the feet. And after 39 lashes, there was not a piece of skin left on the back of a person. It was one big bloody mass. You can imagine the blood that Jesus lost at the beating. Now, the Bible says, by his stripes, we are healed. When we ask God for healing, we should remember that it cost him severely. Can you imagine 39 lashes? And after they gave him that, they put a crown of thorn upon him. They set him off to Calvary. And there, on the way up to Calvary. Now, again, we have wrong pictures. The way crucifixion was done was not, if you look at the cross here, it was not that they had a full cross with a bar. They simply have the cross bar was the only thing they gave to the person. Because the middle post was already sitting on the ground. This is where they did all the executions. But can you imagine now, Jesus having been beaten up severely, given a large cross piece, and then walking all the way out to Jerusalem. And the Bible says he stumbled and fell. And they compelled the man to carry the cross piece. And then he came to Calvary. When the stripes were laid upon him, every disease from Adam and Eve to the last person living was put into Jesus' body. When Jesus stumbled on those streets going to Calvary, he had leprosy. He had cancer, arthritis, every sickness you can imagine, AIDS, venereal diseases, every disease that exists for human beings was laid upon him. He was the sickest man this world have ever seen. He was weakened, sick, and lonely when they took him to the cross. Actually, they laid him down and nailed him to the cross piece and then put him up and nailed his feet. Wednesday at noon was the time that he hung Jesus on the cross. If you want to celebrate this week, Wednesday is a time to think about his death. He hung there for 3 hours. Normally, it would take a crucified person about 2 to 3 days to die. As you would hang in there like this, and the pain in the feet and the hands, you would sag down, and then you couldn't breathe, and you had to get back up again. And that is the most agonizing death a person can do. Slowly being choked to death. 3 o'clock that afternoon, Jesus said, "It is finished." Prior to that, he had cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Because at that time, God simply removed his presence from Jesus. And all the wrath of God was laid upon him at that time. All the wrath was laid upon him. When God judged you and me, he judged Jesus. Every sin was judged. Every sin was laid upon him. And then he gave up the ghost. The soldiers came, and they didn't want any people up on an execution place over the Passover. And they went to the other men and they broke their bones, which meant that they could not heave up and down, and they would simply suffocate in just a few minutes. They came to Jesus and found he was dead, and they took his spear and stuck in his side, and blood and water came out. And they were amazed he had died after 3 hours. And then Jesus was buried. His spirit went to paradise. He told a thief, today you're going to be with me in paradise. And he was buried in the grave. By his stripes, sickness was dealt with. By his blood, sin was dealt with. And Jesus was faithful. When you go to bed Wednesday night, think about that's the night that Jesus was in the grave. The Bible says 3 days and 3 nights. There's no way you can have somebody buried Friday night and rise up Sunday morning. That's not 3 days and 3 nights. And all I'm teaching you here is in the Bible. I'm not using any other books. Anyone could figure this out. But you know, most people don't read the Bible. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The Jewish day begins and ends at 6 p.m. in the evening. Not midnight like ours. Jesus had gone to paradise. And Jesus stayed here for 3 days and nights. And the Hebrew word for the place of the dead is Sheol. It consisted of two compartments. Jesus was not tormented when he was in paradise. He was preaching. He went into hell. He was preaching also in paradise, saying, it is done. The body of Jesus was in a grave from Wednesday night through Saturday. And the Hebrew day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m., 24 hours. Now comes Sunday. The Bible says early in the morning. Now, what is early in the morning? Well, 6 o'clock is early in the morning in the Hebrew language. And it's also for the Romans. We do not know when Jesus rose, because it says that when the women came to the grave, he was already gone. We know this, he rose sometime between 6 o'clock Saturday night and 6 o'clock Sunday morning. He rose. The same spirit that raised up Christ also dwelt in us. And that day, Jesus went to heaven to present his blood. Remember that Mary wanted to touch him. And Jesus said, you can't touch me now because I haven't been to the Father yet. But 7 days later, he said, you can touch me. And here's what happened. Jesus ascended up into heaven with his blood, walked into the holiest of holies that Sunday morning. Actually, not after this, it was after Sunday. And said to the Father, here's my blood. And God looked upon that blood, and he said, I accept it. The atonement is finished. He then returned to the earth to deal with the devils. You find in Colossians 2:14. Jesus stood in Jerusalem, and the devil was summoned. Every fallen angel, every demon was summoned. It was a cloud as black as it could be, like a black cloud of flies. And then Jesus simply said, Lucifer, bow your knees. His ugly face, red eyes, if I can use that term, hairy, ugly body. knelt, and he had to say, Jesus is Lord. And then all the demons had to bow and say, Jesus is Lord. And then we had 40 days before the resurrection, until from resurrection to the ascension. Jesus stayed on earth for 40 days. Talked with his disciples, taught them, spent time with them. And then you will find that Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep. John 21:12. And then in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 9, he ascended to heaven. 40 days later, or 50 days after the Passover. Pentecost means 50. And then Jesus cleaned out paradise. You find it in Ephesians 4:8. He took all the Old Testament saints out of paradise and brought them to heaven. And 7 days later, the Holy Ghost came. The day of Pentecost. Well, this is just a little outline I want to give you. And I hope that you're not running around with the Roman Catholic Church and getting into their thing, what they are doing on Fridays and so on. But take this week. Use this outline this week. And simply set aside, today you read what I had for Sunday. And then Monday you read what I had for Monday. And then you think about it. And you will have a much more greater understanding of your salvation and what Jesus really did for you and me. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have a prayer time. We don't have a whole lot of prayer requests today. I want to give just a praise report. I spoke to Belgium today. And Charmaine and Clarissa returned safely from South Africa and had a great time there. We praise God for that. And the husband is going on a trip. He flew out this morning, their night. And so he asked for prayer for that. We got a request from Robert Cadle, or Bob Cadle. This is his cousin, Sergeant Robbie Locks, L-A-U-X. How do you pronounce that? Locks, okay. He's in the Walter Reed Hospital. He has to be put him on the prayer list here. He apparently wanted to have reuse of his arm. Had 50 operations. Doing fair, waiting to get nerve feeding to the tip of his fingers he can pick up things. So I guess that is Bob's cousin. Is that correct? Your cousin. Okay. So his name is Robbie Locks. And let me read these things for you here. A week ago, the price of oil stood at 81.24 cents per barrel. Speculators worked hard to push up the price this week, but they failed and oil ended up at $80 a barrel. It is obvious that there is a strong spiritual battle behind the scenes, and our continuous prayer will defeat the speculators. The reason that gasoline prices have risen had nothing to do with current oil prices. The oil companies are price-fixing the market and either taking refiners out of production or they're cutting back production in order to raise prices. That's where your price increase comes from. This is against U.S. law, price-fixing. But the Obama administration are not taking any action. And then we have this. Great progress has taken place this week in our ministry as our deliverance team for women are having great success. This week they tackled mind control and was able to destroy the devil's programming. And then we got a prayer request here. At the same time, the destroyer was very active this last week. He's able to operate freely because the people he is attacking are refusing to repent and to seek help from these demonic powers. We need to direct our prayers for people to be convicted by the Holy Spirit and willing to let go of these demons. Now, this particular demon, the destroyer, is having a spear at the very heart of the ministry. And if he is successful, it will be a tremendous blow to the ministry that we will have hard to recover from. So we need to keep these demons down. I forgot to write it down, but we got some nice rain last week. Remember the weather people said, you know, most likely it was not going to rain too much, but we got some nice showers, some more snow, and we got some more coming in this week. So let's praise God for that. Those of you who'd like to come and pray with us up here, come on up.
Father God, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. And we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this ministry here, Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And Father, we thank you for the answer to prayer. We pray every week, and you answer every day. So we thank you for that. And Father God, we know that you're going to answer our prayers before we ever speak them out, Lord. So it's beautiful to know that. And Lord, we lift up this Sergeant Robbie Locks to you, who has he doesn't have the use of his arm and his hand and his fingers. And we thank you, Father, for your healing to be upon him. And guide the surgeons, Lord. He's 50 operations. Seems very excessive, Lord. Let him turn to you, the great surgeon. And your word says that we will prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. So we thank you, Father, for healing for the soul, that his body can line up. And let him get into true, sound teaching of the Bible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dear Father God, I just come to you and just praising and worshiping you for today. Thanking you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, died on Calvary at the cross to save us from hell in the lake of fire. Thank you for your Holy Spirit being with us, your comforter that you've sent to be with us. Thank you, Father God. Father God, I just come to you right now praising and thanking you for what you're doing in the world and how you're holding these prices and not allowing them to raise up on the oil and the gas. Lord God, I just pray and ask you that you will move in a mighty way and take care of the gas and oil and drive these prices down. Bind every demon, and I command every demon and demonic force to be bound up and cast to the ground and made deaf, dumb, and blind throughout this whole next week, Lord God. That you will move in a mighty way, and that you would take charge of these prices and drive them down. We're sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of the oil prices being high to where we cannot move about. Take their price fixing and destroy it. I command this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name, in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that you have given us authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, when Jesus rose from the dead, he spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them at the cross. And that applies to the destroyer. In the name of Jesus, applies to him also. He destroy his works. Yes. In the name of Jesus. And let no one in this body of believers, allow any room, allow any place for the devil, for the destroyer to come and afflict this body of believers in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. What can we say to those things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In the name of Jesus, no destroyer, no any other evil spirit will be able to come against the people of God, the children of God. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We have the victory and command right now, all we come all in unity, all in one accord, against the destroyer. And we command you in the name of Jesus to loose this ministry in the name of Jesus. And each and every individual in this body, we command you to go and be bound, chained, taken where you belong by God's holy angels. And we thank you, Lord, for victory. The devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. And we are going to have the abundant life in the name of Jesus. No matter what the destroyer tries to do, we are going to have the abundant life, because we submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from us. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, that that the people of this church are doing deliverances, are being able to come against the mind control that Satan has produced, that causes people to be programmed and able to be run by demons. Father God, we thank you that these demons are being bound and these people are being set free in the name of Jesus and by the power of his name, that these devils have to leave and this mind control has to cease. And the people are set free and able to be governed by you and by the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you to continue to give us knowledge and understanding on this mind control so that we can come against it, because it's very prevalent in the world and it's very prevalent with the bad governments and dictators. And they're using it, Lord, with electronic equipment as well. So we come against this whole spectrum, Lord, this whole operation, and we ask you, Lord, in your power, to curb it, to help us to destroy it, and to set these people free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that over the prayers being spoken. We thank you for the rain that you gave us here in California last week. We thank you, Father God, for what you're going to give us this coming week. We thank you, Father God, for looking after us. And we lift up the children to Charles and Katarina, Father God, all four of them are sick today. And we thank you, Father God, that you will heal those little children. Father God, they are suffering. And Lord, we thank you for your resurrection power to go through their little bodies right now, from Abigail all the way up, Father God, to Andrew, that they will be healed and will not have to suffer, Lord. And we thank you for that. Thank you, Father God, for being with us. We just praise you for everything right now. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who agreed and believed said, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I lift up to you, O Lord, Eddie Gishon in San Francisco, suffering from cancer and being taken from the hospital to home, from the home to the hospital, back and forth, going through chemotherapy and all kinds of things. O Lord, we know, O Lord, that you are able to heal that man. Oh, there's no problem. We prayed fervently for his healing. But we ask you right now, Lord, that what we want you to do, what we ask you to do, is to pull him out of that Catholic Church. Let him renounce that Catholic Church and come to Jesus all the way. Let him see the discrepancies in the Catholic Church. He has left the room and God cannot heal him. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that he will close that place. We pray in the name of Jesus and release and say, I'm going to follow Jesus. And we thank and praise you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, you may be seated. Let's have the outline handed out. Children would go to their classes.